It is just coming up on 10:03, and that means it's the perfect time for the Poet's Corner here on Lottie Bell's Classic Country. And a brand new poet for us this time around, Dave Casario, is here. Thanks for coming up, Dave. Appreciate you being here. And when you came up, it was kind of nice because you said, hey, I could do this poem or that one. And you've got a whole book. Is that available around somewhere?
Yes, it is. It's available online. You can get it at Barjon Books here in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So and I deliver it, too.
No, home delivery. You don't see that much anymore.
We got it.
What'd you bring us today, Dave?
I got a poem about my 92-year-old grandmother. Someone asked her a question, and she kind of gave an answer they didn't expect. And they traveled around the Southwest. They were sort of an itinerant immigrant family doing whatever work itinerant immigrants can do. Right. So, story about that.
Okay. We're ready when you are, okay, sir.
What Angelina Madonna said at 92 when asked, how was death? Dust? How was dust explained to me? Well, Monroe, Kansas was dusty and Corona, too. New Mexico was filthy coal dust, ash, and soot. It gritted the air and tasted like burnt toast. Nobody had to go down no shaft. They washed that coal right from the hills with hoses and dynamites. It dusted over everything like a sprinkle of gunpowder. I couldn't have a cup of coffee or a plate of stew without my brothers Pete and John trying to light my vegetables with a match or hissing at me like little Tony Bellini Brancaccia and his cousin Lucesca would whenever they said sassafras or succotash. What I ate cold, afraid it would catch fire or explode. One time, Pete, or maybe John, dropped a crawdad in my supper. I didn't see it on the spoon. It clutched my tongue like a scorpion. Like the one that skittered out of the pail and got Ma when Ma got water and bitter. I gagged it up, a mush of mashed potatoes, carrots, and peas. It splat on the mat, wiggled, and started to crawl after Pa. He just laughed and knuckled it off the table. That time, John and Pete were turning yellow. There was black scum around their lips. They said, maybe it's the water. Pa said, maybe it's the air. But Ma hushed. She knew they'd been smoking coffee grounds and crazy weed and drinking root liquor out behind the hill, which is where Pa would have buried them if he caught them. But Kay and I would play with the weeds that grew by the fence. We'd braid their hair and stick 'em on popsicle sticks, like lips with lipstick and eyes with dirt. We'd give 'em names, tell stories, and have tea with the mud. When the trains would go by, we'd watch the boxcars like you kids watch TV. There were pigs and hobos and men with guns, Texas way to the Rio Grande, down to give old Pershing a hand to save them Texans from Villa's band. And we saw a man plucking a chicken and eating it raw. One time the elephants went by. There was one sad, lonely eye through the slats with a snuff of their noses with holes like figures of eight would take peanuts from your fingers. The ballerinas had puffs of hair that sparkled with candy canes and feathers. They tiptoed and spun on the galloping bare backs of horses, while a spinning, spangled, armless man caught knives with his teeth. And the tigers roared and the clowns fell, and the ringmaster said, dear angel, step up out of the dust and join the show, 'cause we're going to Baltimore and Kansas City, Mo.